Good morning, SP Kids. I'm so happy to be able to share this time with you. I just wanted to share a little bit about our story that we're going to learn about soon. And it's about how Jesus wants to fix his friendship with Peter. At a time when Jesus ended up getting arrested, all of his friends left him. And even though they all left, Peter stuck around. And in the end, he ended up pretending he didn't even know Jesus when some people asked about him. And that must have made Jesus feel really hurt. And when I think about that, I think about a time in my life when I was younger and I knew a friend in school and we were becoming very good friends. But after several weeks, even though we were hanging out a lot, when I saw her one day at school, she actually did one of these motions as if she didn't know who I was. She actually ignored me, pretended to not be my friend. And that was quite hurtful. And I can imagine how Jesus was hurt. And then I wonder if any of you can also relate with that, where you thought that somebody was a good friend and then later they decided not to be your friend. Well, then Jesus, though, is someone that's so different. He didn't just leave Peter sad, like I kind of left my friend sad, even though later things were okay and I left the friendship and it was fine. But Jesus actually comes to talk to Peter because of his love for him, because he knew how much he loved, how Peter loved Jesus. And Jesus didn't want Peter to stay feeling guilty because he really did love Jesus and he felt terrible that he did that. But he was just really confused and scared at the time of what all those things, all the things that were happening, and he was just scared. And so Jesus comes to him and helps him to know how much he loves him, how much he forgives him, and how much he wants to fix all the different guilty feelings and sad feelings that Peter felt, and thinking that, oh, Jesus must be upset with me. But no, Jesus loves him and wanted to fix that friendship. And just like Peter, sometimes in our life, we can also do things that are not so nice and unkind to Jesus. Sometimes we pretend that we don't know him when we don't want to pray. We don't want to talk about Jesus with friends or even talk about us going to church. And sometimes that happens. But then, you know, Jesus loves us so much. He never feels and stays so hurt that he never wants to be with us. He finds every way to be able to encourage us and help us to know he always loves us. And he wants to take away any bad feelings of being guilty or hurt or sad that would get in the way of us being close to him. So I hope you can remember how much Jesus loves us and is always there to want to draw us closer, to be so close in our friendship because of his constant, doesn't end, always there love for us. So let me just pray to finish this time. Jesus, we thank you that your love is always there. We can trust that you will always love us. You will always forgive us because you are so kind and your love is so big. It is so much bigger than any of our sad feelings or guilty feelings or feelings when we feel bad about ourselves and the way that we are treating you. We thank you so much for your forgiveness and that you love us so much. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. See you next time.